Podcast.
Good morning, Thursday morning. I want to touch on this. The MEPs in Strasbourg have voted to reject a call for a special designated status for Northern Ireland inside the EU after Brexit. You may have heard this on the news. The proposal was put forward by a group of left-wing parliamentarians, including Sinn Féin. I want to speak to Diane Dodds, who's an MEP with the DUP. Diane Dodds, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you so, and I know you are, happy that this fell? Explain to me why special designated status wouldn't be good for us here in Northern Ireland.
Well, what this really was is an attempt by Sinn Féin to put their agenda on the record in the Parliament in Strasbourg. And what they wanted was designated status for Northern Ireland within the European Union. And of course, that would leave us detached from the rest of the United Kingdom. It would leave us detached from our biggest market. Remember, we sell more and what we manufacture, what we grow, what we produce to the GB market than we do to the European Union, to the Republic of Ireland and the rest of the world together. So it would be calamitous for Northern Ireland, not just politically, culturally, but also economically. This was just an attempt by Sinn Féin to get this on the agenda. MEPs quite rightly and overwhelmingly rejected this in Strasbourg. What we have in Strasbourg is a recognition by MEPs that there are special circumstances that we do need to deal with the border of Northern Ireland, but that constitutionally Northern Ireland will leave the European Union with the rest of the United Kingdom.
Is this not you putting the union with Britain above everything else when common sense might say special status would benefit us all?
Frank, I think you haven't been listening to what I've actually been saying. Absolutely common sense, good economic sense would tell us that our market in Great Britain is much more important than the rest of the single European market, than the market in the Republic of Ireland. And indeed, we do more trade with Great Britain than we do with all of the rest put together. It's absolutely imperative that we have no economic barriers between the UK single market and Northern Ireland. In the European single market would actually create those barriers because the rest of the United Kingdom will be outside the European single market. So it's not just a political point, although that's hugely important because the union within the United Kingdom is the union that matters, but it's the union that matters economically, politically, socially and culturally for the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland. Now, I'm not saying that the other issues of North-South trade, North-South travelling, the idea that we need to treat these issues sensitively, that we need to find solutions, Europe recognises all of that, but it rejects this crass attempt by Sinn Féin to actually put their agenda on the record in Strasbourg. And for that, I think that Europe has acted sensibly and with a great degree of caution due to the fact that we are in the initial stages of very, very crucial negotiation talks with the rest of the EU.
You're absolutely convinced that Brexit is a good thing. The majority of people in Northern Ireland voted against Brexit, and no one can give a guarantee that Brexit is a good thing. But one thing's for sure, Northern Ireland's different. We're different because we have this land border.
And I've just actually reiterated that, Frank. We are different. We have special circumstances because of our geography, our history. We need to have bespoke solutions for those special circumstances. But one thing is for sure, that bespoke solution cannot make us different from the rest of the United Kingdom.
Are you confident that we can get those solutions?
Yes, I think that we will work towards those solutions. I've had a number of meetings with Michel Barnier. I think he recognises the common travel area as a template to actually make sure that there is free movement of people right across GB and the whole of the island of Ireland. I think that there will be solutions that we will be able to employ at the border. No one wants to go back. No one wants to go back. We want solutions that take us forward. We want solutions that help us to work with our neighbours. We want solutions that will keep us trading with our neighbours and solutions that mean that there is no barriers to trade within the United Kingdom.
Okay, Diane Dodds, a MEP from the DUP. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I want to speak to Matt Carthy, who's an MEP from Sinn Féin. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Well and truly defeated, 374 votes to 66. MEPs across Europe are very much with Diane Dodds on this one.
Well, I think there's potential certainly for Diane to make something of this that it actually isn't. Let's just put a couple of things on the record that I can, Frank. First of all, this wasn't a Sinn Féin motion. We didn't put it forward. It was an amendment, one of several hundred amendments, to a report which in itself was actually defeated and which we in Sinn Féin actually voted against. So this wasn't part of some Sinn Féin grand plan in relation to trying to get people on board our position. The fact of the matter is that in the position papers where it matters, and that's the European Parliament's position on Brexit, the MEPs overwhelmingly, in the tune of 600, voted in favour of a position which said that there should be no hardening of the Irish border, that the Good Friday Agreement in all parts should be respected and maintained. And we will continue and are continuing to engage with MEPs, with governments, with the Commission in order to try and ensure that the very damaging consequences of Brexit are mitigated. Because regardless of what Diane Dodd said, the north of Ireland is going to suffer economically, politically and socially if we go down the Tory government Brexit agenda. And what we're trying to do is to find alternatives. Now, there's a number of alternative options. Obviously, the issue of Irish unity would resolve the problem. We recognise that when 56% of the people of the North voted to remain part of the European Union, that a proportion of that vote came from a community that doesn't support a united Ireland. So we've looked for alternative options, and the best alternative option that we can see is arranging and delivering upon a special status for the North, so that the North does remain part of the single market and the customs union. It does fall under key policies such as the common agricultural policy, and that we can actually move forward, because this shouldn't be an either-or in relation to trade in the North, whether it be trade with Britain or trade with the single market. The only people who have made it an either-or situation are actually the DUP and the British government. And unfortunately, we're now faced with a very real prospect that the North and the entire island of Ireland is facing forward towards a very negative and dangerous agenda.
So it's not a great line, unfortunately, Matt, but you're not going to get special status for Northern Ireland. What will you settle for, or are you just going to have to go simply with what? And it's not only Sinn Féin that's looking for special status. If you don't get what you're looking for, and it certainly looks like as if you're not going to get it, what's the best we can expect from the negotiators via Mr. Davis in England?
Well, can I say, first of all, we haven't given up the fight in relation to special status. As I said yesterday, it has absolutely nothing to do with Sinn Féin strategy or a set of engagements in order to deliver that. I think one of the things that has been made abundantly clear over the past year, that if we're dependent on a British negotiator or the British government to defend the rights of the people in the North, then we're in big trouble, because the British government simply have no comprehension of what issues are going to present themselves as a result of the North being taken out of the customs union, for example. So we've heard over the past year, Theresa May, David Davis and others saying, we don't want to see a return to the hard border. Removing the North from the customs union is the hard border. That's what's actually going to create the economic barriers. It's going to prevent the North from actually moving forward economically and financially in the time ahead. That's what's going to create the huge divisions on the island, and the good work that has been done as a result of the Good Friday Agreement, and as a result of the wider peace process, and as a result of the All-Ireland Economic Agenda that has benefited everybody on the island of Ireland, is going to be put in peril. So we need to be finding solutions. We need to be addressing the issues that concern themselves. The problem I have is Diane Dodds probably understands the people in the North, the people who voted for her, are going to be financially worse off as a result of Brexit. Yet she's champion an agenda that's actually going to lead to that scenario actually being fulfilled. So to me and to us in Sinn Féin, we will work with everybody, the Irish government, with other political parties and with partners across Europe, to try and put in place a set of circumstances that can minimise that. The best solution that we have found in terms of an interim solution is by finding a special designated status. If that's not on the table, or if Diane Dodds think that that's not an option, well then they need to be putting forward alternatives, because up until this point, their language has simply been be led by the nose by a British government that simply doesn't give a damn about any part of Ireland, north or south.
Well, Diane Dodds would argue otherwise, that Northern Ireland is important within the United Kingdom. But Matt Carthy, thank you very much indeed. It's not a great line to have a proper conversation with Matt, but I appreciate his time, and also Diane Dodds for coming on as well. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.